You're listening to 90.7 KWMU St. Louis Public Radio and 90.3 WQUB Quincy Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Tim Lloyd. This weekend, 900 scientists from across the globe are in St. Louis to trade ideas and present research about how they're working to make photosynthesis more efficient in plants. What they're discussing could unlock the door to breakthroughs in everything from biofuels to agriculture. Top scientists will also be presenting their research this afternoon to K-12 students and teachers, as well as the general public. I recently spoke with one of the organizers of the outreach event, Washington University Professor Bob Blankenship, about why it's so important to inspire young people to study plant science.
Well, St. Louis has long been a center for plant research. And this weekend, we have the 16th International Congress on Photosynthesis Research. And it will bring 900 researchers from around the world to St. Louis to share ideas and present their most recent research findings.
Why is it so important to inspire young people to research this topic?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of research to do to really understand these processes at deep levels. And we now realize that it's possible to improve the efficiency of photosynthesis by maybe a factor of two or three compared to what it is in the natural system. And so that's going to take a tremendous amount of human capital to do this research. And so the young budding scientists out there are the ones who will do this. And so we're really hoping that we can engage them.
How do you inspire people like yourself, researchers who spend a lot of time in the lab, to get out and connect with the community to really inspire young people to study what you're talking about?
Well, I think most scientists look back on their own backgrounds and realize that they had a key person, a teacher in high school or some other person that really was instrumental in their development of as a scientist. And they almost uniformly want to give some of that back to the next generation of researchers.
So it sounds like, to me, you're saying that, listen, this is critically important to our society, and we just need more hands to help do this research. We need that human capital. We need those young minds to get into this field.
The field will require a continuous influx of new talent to push forward the barriers. One thing we know for sure is that we don't know that much about how this process works at really a deep level. I mean, we have certain understanding of it, but there are so many aspects of it that we still don't really understand that well. And those discoveries are there waiting for the next generation of researchers to make.
That was Washington University Professor Bob Blankenship discussing why it's important to inspire young people to study plant science. You can find more information about this afternoon's outreach event for K-12 teachers and students, as well as the general public, at our website, stlpublicradio.org.